This is the opening market report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net for our opening analysis. Jim, what are we seeing taking place in the grains?
Well, we had some strength to begin with in the overnight market, but here late in this overnight market, we've backed off just a little bit. So a little bit of weakness. Weather is the main driving force right now of what we're doing. And South Korean weather is getting a little bit iffy. We're really hot and dry right now. That is the forecast, and that is what's been happening. 100-degree plus temps in northern parts of Brazil, okay? But what's interesting, as we get into the weekend, early part of next week, there is some rain in the forecast. And then the real question is what happens further out. A couple of the weather forecasters, though, Mark, came out this morning and said some of the long-range models are starting to pull some rain in, and maybe you're starting to see an overall change in the monsoon, and that could start to bring some rain into the northern part of Brazil. So it's something we need to watch. If Brazil remains this hot and dry forecast, and this rain next week is really kind of a bust, I think you're going to see this market really make a move higher going into Thanksgiving. But on the other hand, if we get better than normal rains and the models continue to pull more rain in, you know, even though the crop's being planted late, there's plenty of time for this crop to revive itself and still have a potentially huge crop. It's going to be very volatile in this bean market as we trade from one weather model to the next.
Something that we're looking at here recently, we've had some very good crush numbers recently, and it looks like we're going to have another big number here today. Is that kind of what you're hearing?
That is what we're looking for right now. Yeah, I mean, if you look at what's really kind of interesting, the crush numbers have been near record levels. We've got the NOPA October crush that comes out this afternoon, late this morning, actually, and they're projecting at 187.237 million bushels. So that would be an all-time monthly high for October crush.
That was Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next. November is full of weekly observances, which relate to the ag industry. There's National Hunger and Homeless Awareness Week, National Farm City Week, National Better Conservation Week, the Thanksgiving holiday, and so much more. Take the time to share the story of what your family farm is doing to be better stewards of the land and water. Also, consider making a donation of food and time to help those who are less fortunate than yourselves. We are truly blessed. Do what you can to make an impact in the world around you, this month and always. This message is from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. December corn down 3.25 at 475 even. November soybeans up 0.75 at 13.68 3/4. On the Merck, December live cattle up 7 cents at 175.92. November feeder cattle down 67 cents at 229.37. December lean hogs down 15 cents at 72.15. December pork cutout down 92 cents at 82.02, and class 3 milk up 1 cent at 17.13. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.